Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Give me the microphone, gentlemen.
Check one, two.
Who are you?
I'm something of a famous radio personality.
This is such an honor. You are hands down my favorite radio personality of all time.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Oh, good microphone.
Talk to it like it's a mic. Check, check.
Let's get this show on the road.
It's showtime!
6:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Tuesday morning. And Carla, I just feel so bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Being a diehard Lions fan, there was hope. And it looked like they were actually going to win in Green Bay. And just like that.
We were robbed.
Like
with a capital
that.
Rob. We were robbed.
Oh.
I was on Facebook Live with some Packers fans who were like, yeah, you were robbed.
Yeah.
We were robbed, man.
It was awful. And it wrapped up like this.
Mason Crosby for a game winner here from only 23 yards away. And now to play hero again. And there it is. Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby.
There you go. Yeah. He even had to be helped up to do the Lambeau leap.
Celebration.
Whatever. Man, I had such high hopes. We were doing okay.
They had it.
Yes.
Between you and Sid, who is the...
He's a...
handles everything next door at KOAS.
Yes. He's the stats guy, too. Yeah. I mean, he knows everything about every player, you know. I'm just the girl who is like, come on! Stupid Aaron Rodgers. Stupid Aaron Rodgers.
Boy, oh boy.
The interviews after, but we rallied hard. We worked hard.
Yeah,
and
you
came
did
back.
Not. I'm like, you robbed us.
You had 13 people on the field and you never got called.
Yeah.
13.
Listen, you know what? And it's Detroit, and they weren't doing the dirty deeds like you guys were doing them.
There's always next year.
Yes, that's right.
Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the mid-80s today and tomorrow. It's 56 outside right now. Carla will settle down, have her first take on some entertainment news here in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God. Disney gone wild yesterday. You will not believe what they did on Twitter.
All right. More on that and other stories. Do that after Human Link and You Don't Want Me.
All right. Are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, yeah, Disney went wild yesterday. Disney Plus spent 3 hours shooting off hundreds of just rapid-fire tweets to announce every single title that will be on Disney Plus when it launches.
Wow.
Yeah. Morty has the Disney Plus. He got it.
And
you were saying that you just kept getting ding.
I set the alert on my Twitter to alert me when the Plus went live so we could order it. So I never turned it off. So yesterday I'm sitting on my couch and I bing, bing. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty, Lion King.
Like, and that's what they did. They did it like in chronological order, you know, of their original release dates from 1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to their new Star Wars show. The Mandalorian, I believe
Mandalorian,
it's called?
Yeah.
So 629 entries or tweets. So, yeah.
Or in Morty's case, ding.
Yeah, yes,
ding.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Disney Plus launches on November 12th.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, there you go. They also released a 3-hour, 17-minute commercial for the service. 3 hours and 17 minutes. And, again, they're just showing all the titles that they're going to have available. Pretty strong start.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz will play Catwoman opposite Robert Pattinson in The Batman. Now, this movie takes us back to Batman's early years. The director says it focuses on him in, like, more of a detective mode before he became Batman.
Oh.
So, this actually sounds interesting to me. Sounds kind of interesting to me. I'll see this.
Okay.
Yeah,
Batman the infant years.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because I'm sick of Batman now. How many Batmans are... There's one freaking Batman, and a million people have played him. So, let's go back now. Give me something, like poopy diaper Batman. Let me have that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And, we, you know, we've talked about this. As a matter of fact, we talked about it off the air recently, all of us. Billy Joel was asked what he would tell his 20-year-old self. Mm-hmm. Mike, you might like this. He said, I'd tell myself to go easy on the marriages.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. He said, stop getting married so much, Billy. His current wife, Alexis, is number 4. And he said, well, may the 4th be with me. So that's hopefully this will be it for him, too. Because he's, what is he, 70? I mean, he's got to be, like, you know, right up there.
I would agree with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Jody's my 4th and that's it.
Yeah. Wonder if Larry King ever told his younger self that.
And his younger self would have said, what are you talking
about? What do you mean? They're all hot. What?
Jonas Brothers coming back to Vegas. They're going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena this Friday night. We have tickets to give away, but the only reason I mention this now is, as opposed to yesterday at this time, you can actually go online right now for a second chance to win on our website. We give the tickets away at 8:40, but if you want a second chance to win, you can register for those tickets right now, even as we speak, on our website at 96.3kklz.com. You were talking about which celebrity talked to the, if they could...
Billy Joel. Yeah.
If you could go back and talk to yourself 20 years ago,
right,
what advice would you give yourself?
I think we need to write this letter like we did to our fathers. We need to write that letter to our younger self.
I'm gonna cry again.
You know, I know.
Right off the bat, though, off top of your head, what would you have told yourself if you could go back and talk to Carla 20 years ago?
I would tell myself to. I'm a worrier, and I used to worry a lot.
About everything.
Things that, and it may not seem like it. A lot of people may think that, she's so easygoing. I would explain to myself that you have to stop worrying about things that you can't control.
Okay.
And, because it was, you know, I used the word anxietous, and it was for me.
You were very anxious.
Yeah, I really worried, and my dad kind of helped me to stop that, but I would absolutely explain to myself why it is important to not worry about things that you cannot control. And then clear liquors as well.
Okay.
You would say stick to those probably because I haven't.
Anybody else? If you're up this morning listening, 702-739-9636. At this point in time, if you could go back and talk to yourself 20 years ago, knowing what you know now, what would you tell yourself?
Boy.
Not to get too deep early in the morning.
And I'll speak for all three of us. I'll bet when I say I would also tell myself to make sure you put away a little money. More money than you're putting away. Right?
Where were you 20 years ago? I knew you 20 years ago.
Exactly.
You just weren't that smart.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we want to know if you could go back, knowing what you know now, and you could go back and talk to yourself 20 years ago.
Right.
What advice would you give yourself? Phone lines are open, 702-739-9636. Matt, what about you?
Well, I was kind of young when my parents passed away, and we got, you know, life insurance and, you know, what money they had, and we got the house, and we sold the house, and I just blew all the money on having fun and partying at, you know.
Oh, boy.
20 to 22, just blowing all that money that I could have used for a down payment on a house or paying for my kids' college.
Yeah.
Just, total waste of money.
But you don't think about that stuff when
you're 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about buying a house.
No, I got my whole life to buy a house.
You know, when I graduated from high school, I went to work in the steel mill.
Right.
Because my dad said, if you want to go to college, he'd already tried to pay for 3 other kids. He goes, you want to go to college? You pay for the first year. After that, I'll pay for the rest.
Okay.
So in like one summer, working in the steel mills, paying no rent, no car payment, nothing.
Right.
I saved like $5,000.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Went to college for 6 weeks.
Okay. All
right. What did I do with the other money that I, you know, that I didn't use?
Yeah.
I was Mr.
Big Shot, huh?
Buy buying drinks, having fun.
Mr. McPopular, huh? Is that it?
Caroline, what about you?
I would have never started smoking when my friends did.
Oh.
I now have a breathing illness.
Oh,
I'm in my 50s, and I'm raising my grandchildren.
Oh.
And it's very hard to keep up with them and get around, and it also makes my body feel weak. So if I had not done that, I'd be much better off.
You know how many people started smoking, too, because they thought it was cool?
Yeah.
All of you kids who are vaping, listen. Listen to that. Listen to her.
Jean, what would you have told yourself 20 years ago?
When I was working at Chuck E. Cheese's, I was definitely needing to, like...
Oh, boy.
I needed guidance at that point in time in my life and had no idea what I was getting myself into, getting into the restaurant industry. And, oh, I should have rethought that, because had I known I was going to serve pizzas and said no, I was a mascot and was not thrilled. I would have rather been doing something a little bit more professional with life instead of wearing somebody else's sweaty clothes.
Well, that took a turn, didn't it? Wow.
Didn't even expect that.
Wow. Okay.
But I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, I get it. However, there are a lot of mascots out there that have done pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Done very well.
Huh?
Getting back to what would you tell yourself if you could go back and talk to yourself 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The advice you would give yourself. People had texted in.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Dalton, it's funny. He said, I would tell my younger self, make sure you get your dad screened early for cancer.
Ooh, oh.
That's something we don't think about either, is our health. Actually, that was Lauren. Dalton said, I would tell myself to keep all those carbs that I had in the 70s and 80s. I'd be sitting pretty now. And Danny said, I would definitely tell myself to save money. And this is coming from someone whose parents left him a lot of money when he was very young. I was told once to always take money out of, you know, when they do your 401k.
Yeah.
At least take a few bucks. That is my advice to any young kids out there who think it's not important, even if you have money.
All right. Wow. Don, what were you saying?
Oh, to be more responsible with money.
See, that's what we were saying. It all goes back to money. A lot of people, if they could go back and talk to themselves 20 years ago.
Yes.
Has to do with money.
Yeah. I've blown way too much on way too many stupid things.
Yes. But didn't you have fun doing it?
At the time, yes.
See, and then there's that, too. When you look back, it's like, well, did you have fun? Yeah, I did, though.
Now
you know.
I wish I had some of that money, but it is what it is.
Right, because now I'm going to wind up at a state institution, and it's going to be terrible.
Right. Thank you, Mike and Carla. Appreciate you guys.
Dawn, you're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it always gets back to money. And the guy that started this whole thing, it's right here, Billy Joel, Big Shot. By the way, update from yesterday, I put that jacket. You know, I told you I was going to look for that jacket I had.
I saw that.
So people are commenting. It's all good. Haven't found it yet.
Right.
But this is what I get from it, that you have to share it. So the more people that share the story,
the more
people, they'll see it.
Put it on there. Please share. You might want to put on please share.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Please share. Yeah, put that on there. Well, you know what? We'll have to put that on Twitter as well.
Okay,
and
would you?
If nothing else, Oprah will probably buy you a new one. So that'll be kind of cool.
I wouldn't mind.
Right? Yes,
I wouldn't mind it.
Exactly.
I heard from a couple of guys I worked with over there. Jay Taylor.
Yeah, I saw.
And I still have mine. I go, well, good for you.
I know. I saw some people. Oh, I got rid of mine, too. Well, you idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
No new news, but that's what I get from yesterday. People are going, I'm going to share this so more people see it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep you updated. Sunshine today going to be nice and warm today, tomorrow, right through the week. Highs in the mid-80s, about 56 outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after KC and the Sunshine Band.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I have to mention, because it's one of my favorites, on this date back in 1951, I Love Lucy premiered. It is I Love Lucy Day today. It is. It really is. I know.
You know what? I thought she was funny. I just didn't get her, though. I thought...
No.
I don't know why.
Her. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like the Three Stooges. I know I'm a guy and I should get it.
Yeah,
but I don't.
I gotcha. I thought I Love Lucy on the whole again, maybe quite PC, or pulled PI, I should say now. But I thought Ricky was hilarious. I thought that you know, Fred and Ethel were hilarious, too. But, yeah, as far as a comedian goes and that you know, that comedic actress, she's pretty damn good.
She really was.
Yeah, she really was.
I mean, I know she was.
And, Mike, a great theme song, that's for sure. Let me see. Here we go.
Is that the Ricky Ricardo Orchestra?
That is, yes, the Ricky Ricardo Orchestra, live from the Flamingo. Not this Flamingo.
Oh, the other Flamingo.
The Flamingo, yes, that's right.
In New York.
Yeah, my dad knew him, said he was not the best singer in the world.
Oh, that's too bad.
But, you know, whatever. He did okay. Don't you worry, he did okay. Jeez. And listen, people now wearing buzzers on their forehead. They're snore buzzers to keep them from snoring.
Oh.
And I know. Was I snoring? Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, you don't get any sleep. But
nobody gets
exactly
any sleep.
What it does. The minute they start snoring, it buzzes. And it kind of wakes you up. It's like, did I stop snoring, honey? Good, because I haven't had sleep in days.
Jody would do that to me. Oh, she would wake me up.
Oh, jeez.
I said, why are you waking me up? She goes, you're snoring and I can't sleep. I said, well, now we're both not sleeping.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's not good. They say that snoring symptoms have been reduced by about 33% within days. Mm-hmm. But okay.
So this is supposed to work anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you just shock me, honey? Why don't you just do that? And California... They definitely set the trend in a lot of ways. They will be the first state to actually ban fur, real fur. They will be the first state to ban fur, not unlike the current porn industry. So they will be the first state to ban fur. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
All right. Hey, I just want to mention, if you're not doing anything Thursday night. Check out our very own Wendy Rush and her band Days Gone By.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing over at the House of Blues. Headlining is DSB, that Journey tribute band.
Oh, that's cool.
You can pick up free tickets right here at the radio station, KKLZ, 920 South Durango, between 8 and 5. But Thursday night, Wendy Rush and her band Days Gone By going to be playing the House of Blues. And free tickets.
Excellent.
Right here at KKLZ. Got to spend some time with former Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman on the phone.
Yeah.
Tells you why the Black Crowes actually broke up.
Boy.
We're going to share some of that conversation for you in about 10 minutes from now. Pretty interesting guy.
Didn't hold back.
Nope. Blondie, Heart of Glass.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
96.3 KKLZ.
So the other day, we had the chance to spend some time on the phone with former drummer from the Black Crowes, Steve Gorman.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new book out.
Yeah, it's called Hard to Handle, The Life and Death of the Black Crowes.
And when we talked to him, we asked him about the new band he's playing with, which is called Trigger Hippie.
That is a band that I started with my bassist and the principal songwriter, Nick. He and I are very close friends. It's not that often that dudes in their 40s meet and become very close friends. And we always loved playing together. And we built a band by design, which was, all of the musical inspiration and passion. And again, in the context of rock and roll, let's play with people that we respect. Basically, let's play with some adults. Now, a rock and roll adult is not your normal adult. You can be a little crazy, but you just have to be able to communicate effectively. You know, can you be at a certain place at a certain time? If the answer is not always, I'm not interested. But the bar is very low.
So, Steve, as far as you're concerned, are the Black Crowes dead?
Well, it's 100% dead. The band, the Black Crowes, and what it once was and the promise that band had as a full-functioning band where everybody's putting their heart and soul into it, that band is long dead. Now, there's a brand called the Black Crowes that might very well, in fact, I from everything I hear, they will be playing next year because both brothers have painted themselves into corners and they don't have any options.
So
most likely with a whole band of people that have never been in the band before. That's fine. If you're in your 50s and you can get paid to play music, you're ahead of the game.
You answered the question. Kate Hudson was not the Yoko Ono then.
Well, listen, not to be too much of a Beatles fanatic, but Yoko Ono wasn't the Yoko Ono either.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know it. I think we all know that now.
But to answer your question,
fans break up.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're like a family, and you have to treat it that way.
By the way, I'm glad you said that, because when the Black Crowes broke up, people expressed disbelief, and I said, the Beatles broke up.
Yes, exactly. After a very short time, too, yeah, really, time. You know? Yeah.
Hey, Steve Gorman, thank you so much for the time. The book is called Hard to Handle, Life and Death of the Black Crowes. In a new band, it's called Trigger Hippie. Got a new album out. So, Steve, if you want to read the book, pick up the album, where do we go?
Anywhere you get those two things. The book is available at bookstores and online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere you order books. And Trigger Hippie, Full Circle, and Then Some is also available anywhere you get music.
Steve Gorman, the former drummer of the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
If you want the entire conversation, you can do that on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com, where he actually told us, I'll tell you why the band broke up.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And it happens.
Yeah, it does happen. They're a great band, too, man.
But if you want to check that out, it's on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Would you like to win some Wham? Defined, it's called Walking Around Money. Details on how you can win your share of the Wham. Coming Thursday morning at about 7:10.
Sweet.
On the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 8:05. By the way, I finally watched what I thought was the Avengers movie last night.
Oh, no. What did you watch? What did you get?
I have no idea.
That was the best text message I think I got all night last night.
What?
For those people that don't know, Jody orders the Netflix, and a lot of times when there's nothing coming out, she'll just start clicking on stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And she said, we got the new Avengers movie.
Oh, okay.
I said, oh, whoop-de-doo.
Oh, no.
And Morty's like, oh, this is going to be awesome. You'll catch up, blah, blah, blah.
Why do I think it was porn? Was it the Lovengers? What was it? What happened?
So I text Morty and go, what am I watching? And Jody said, why don't you just get up off the couch, look at the sleeve? And I said, no, because I can text.
Mike still gets it delivered to the house from Blockbuster.
Mike says, hey, what movie is what Avengers is it with the woman and the man talking in the beginning, or fighting in the beginning? I go, I don't know. I don't even know that. Send the picture. So he sends a picture, and I'm like, send me another pic.
Is it the original?
That's not even the Avengers. It's Captain Marvel.
Oh, man.
I said, you're almost there. She's an Avenger, but
and I'm watching
it. Universe.
And I'm saying, well, who's Captain Marvel?
Oh,
and he goes, she is.
Why are you even? Oh, no. Okay.
I said, she's Captain Marvel?
Why did you delve into this several movies down the road? And now you're back. You're not even backtracking. You're sort of backtracking. You're half tracking.
And you know what? There's baseball corn. There's Blackhawks were playing.
I don't know what you were doing
Edmonton.
Watching that last night. Oh, my God. Yeah, everything was on last night.
And
everything.
Then, and the Monday Night Football?
Yes, the Lions getting robbed. That was on.
And so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know how many other couples go through this. I after it was over, I asked Jody. I said, so what did you think? It was okay.
Okay, see.
What'd you think? It was okay.
I told Mike, of all the movies, that movie is the movie that they didn't really make.
Yeah.
A big deal about
right.
because they just needed to introduce that character.
Oh, God. You would have been better off getting porn.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I know all about Captain Marvel now, so.
Oh, boy.
And the captain's a girl.
It's a girl.
Carla's up. Second take on some entertainment news. Do it after St. Elmo's fire.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service support. Visit Insperity.com. Well, the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees are in. Just going to run down the list. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, MC5, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan, Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, Thin Lizzy. Those are the nominees. You can vote now on their site.
That's a good group.
It's a really good group. This is a tough one.
Normally, there's one or two that stick out that you go,
I know.
How?
I know it.
But that's a pretty good group.
I got to be honest. Man, does time fly when you look at these. Dave Matthews Band, it seems like they popped on the scene not long ago. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been like over 20 years.
Oh, well over. Yeah, Pat Benatar. I'm thinking it's going to be Pat Benatar, Depeche Mode.
Whitney,
for sure.
Yep.
Maybe the Doobies. After that, I don't know.
Soundgarden might have a chance.
They might. But I'm thinking that might be down the road. Possibly. Yeah. That's the reason.
Okay.
But I don't know. T-Rex and Thin Lizzy, they had a huge impact on music. But I don't know if, I don't know if these others will overshadow
them. Do they go by impact as in they're still impacting?
No, they go by whatever Jan, what's his name?
Winner.
Wiener. Jan Wiener likes. That's
whatever
exactly
on his stereo.
But they said this year they were saying they need to make some changes. And it kind of looks like they might have in some of these nominees. So Sarah Silverman getting her own stand-up comedy special and late night series on HBO. The series will have Sarah talking about hot topics, gossip while taking calls. The whole bit, she says, nothing's off the table. And nothing is too high or lowbrow for me. She said, I mean, look at my face. I'm literally all brow. So she...
I'm glad she said it.
I know.
Because
this is... this was a long time coming, and I think she'll do a good job with this.
Good.
And Justin Bieber.
Oh, no.
He shared a photo of a necklace that he made for his wife out of some beautiful yellow plastic beads. If that doesn't say love. Now, for their anniversaries, he's gonna trace his hand like a turkey. So that ought to be very... What are you, 5, Justin? Come on. Good Lord.
It doesn't matter the gift. It's the thought.
It is the thought, Mike. It's the thought. Well, he didn't think too long or hard about that.
Jody, if you're listening, Christmas right around the corner.
That's Jody, if you get some lucky beads... By God, you give Mike a big hug and a kiss.
I took a class for this.
Right. It's my craft class.
So I could spring them up.
$2.99 Amazon set.
Shut up.
Man, yes. Yeah.
Don't give away all the secrets.
I needle pointed this for you, Jody.
Tickets for the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Happiness Begins Tour. No, we're not changing our format.
No, I had a lot of people. Yeah. I said no. We like to give those cool tickets away for different events. That
right.
We gave away Tony Bennett tickets. We gave away Justin Timberlake tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Streisand, things like that.
Right. This might be one of those examples. Their Happiness Begins Tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets are for this Friday night.
Yeah.
So be listening, 8:40, your chance to win those. Or hop on it now, second chance to win. Just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla, I have some audio I want to play for you. This is so funny, and it got me to thinking about my own funeral.
Oh.
This is an Irish grandfather.
Right.
Who had recently passed away. Well, before he passed away, he recorded a message.
Right.
That made it sound like he was trapped in a coffin.
Oh, geez. Here, let me switch music then.
And then he had his family. Moving. I guess somebody hit play or something.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So,
I love that.
It was on a timer. So, as the family's standing around the open grave, all of a sudden you hear this.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, dear God.
Let me get dog in here.
That's not even.
Is that the priest I can hear? Let me out. Hello? Hello?
What the? What?
I can hear you.
Oh,
hello?
God.
Hello?
Oh, God.
Hello? I just called to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I'm afraid to say hello again. Hello.
And the whole
drunk?
Family's.
I know. Is he drunk? What?
The whole family's right. Laughing. So I get the sense he had a great sense of humor.
I guess so. That's a little weird. That is a little bit weird.
Is that a little weird?
Wow. Yeah.
Coming from someone that's lived that.
Yeah,
that business,
exactly.
That is hilarious.
Because you hear about people every once in a while who are in the morgue.
Yeah.
And they take that knife to them and they're still alive.
I forgot about that. More your whole family.
Yeah,
yes.
Still. That's their business still.
Yes, Fisher
that's
and
hilarious.
Sons. She is 6 feet under.
But I love it
Morty's
that the family's laughing. They get it. They think it's hilarious.
I thought
you'd love that.
If that was my mom or dad, I'd probably hit it with a shovel. Jeez, knock it off.
And you know what? Knowing your mom, I bet you she would have done it
before your dad. Before my dad, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious. All right, just thought I'd share.
Wow.
All right, the tickets for Jonas Brothers, giving those away in about 5 or 6 minutes. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee, it's Pat Benatar.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, man. Well, Mike, did you want this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we do the Jonas Brothers tickets.
Yeah. So listen to this. We were talking about Mike ordered the movie. Well, here you go. Tom said, I just watched that Captain Marvel movie. I'm not sure if this puts me technologically ahead of Mike or behind, but I got it from Redbox. Yes, they still exist. And you're right, Carla. Porn would have been better. Better plot and certainly a better soundtrack.
I thought I was going to watch an Avengers movie.
Right.
So we put it in. I don't see anything about the Avengers. And then it's Samuel L. Jackson. Who else? Not Hugh Jackman.
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
That's right.
And
the girl who
clearly, evidently, is Captain Marvel. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert.
I honestly think the soundtrack was the best thing about that movie.
About Captain Marvel?
Yeah. It was all 90s. It was the first movie that Nirvana was allowed to be played on.
Oh, that's right.
And some Gwen Stefani. So,
yeah. No
doubt. That's so funny. That's so funny.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, now I'm all caught up.
Well, good. And you are way ahead of the game, Mike, because you do Netflix. You get it delivered. And
yes.
Tom's sitting under the curtain over at Redbox.
Wait, what? You don't stream it on Netflix? You get it delivered?
Wait your turn.
Now, we've gone back and forth with Carla on this. Jody seems to think that if you get it delivered, you get it quicker.
Than if you stream it when it's on your television?
No. You can get it before it's streamed.
You used to get more by streaming, and now I do believe you get more delivered. There are way more choices if you get it delivered.
Right.
But I'm too, you know, it's like, I want it now. Yeah. I just want it now.
But to give you an idea of how lazy I am, and it was last night, I couldn't figure out the movie, and Jody goes, well, why don't you just read the sleeve instead of keep texting Morty? And I said, because then I'd have to get up and get going.
Right,
there.
Exactly. So it's easier to text.
Have to get up.
All right, tickets for the Jonas Brothers. Sorry about that, just including everybody in my little sad life.
So why bother getting up? Yeah. And I almost never knew. That's the problem.
I'm sending him pictures on my TV screen. What movie is this?
Oh, Morty just gets random texts from us.
You want a random text? I'll read you one from Morty.
Oh, really?
All right, Jonas Brothers
I wasn't
tickets.
On the Mike and Morty Carla chain, I see.
Yeah, neither was I, apparently. We have to start texting on our own.
I know.
Identify all these themes from TV shows that have brothers in common.
Yes.
In order, here's the medley.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
All right, that's it. Three TV shows. They all include brothers.
Yep.
By title, name the theme or the TV shows those themes are from. Here it is one more time.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Now, we got the phone lines on hold. Get through news and traffic. Or news and weather, and then we'll look for caller number 970-239-9636. Good luck. All right, giving you a chance to win tickets for the Jonas Brothers. All you have to do is identify all three TV shows in order by title from their themes. Here they are.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
All right, so there you go. Carla, we have Serena on the phone. Serena, name all three. Go ahead.
The first one was Different Strokes.
Yeah.
The other one was My Three Sons.
And the third?
And the other one was Two and a Half Men.
There you go, Serena. Got it, girl.
You're going to see the Jonas Brothers and their Happiness Begins tour Friday night in Jam Grand Garden Arena. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Look at somebody stoned.
I know. I love it.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. We got a big game tonight, so let's hear it. Your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Two locksmiths in Scotland are going viral after they somehow locked themselves out of their own shop.
Oh, oopsie. Oh, jeez.
Someone took a picture of them struggling to get back in, and they've shared it online, and now it's viral.
Okay.
So.
We have a theme in this one, I think.
You know, you don't always carry your tools with you, so I'm sure
you
that
don't,
was the
Mike.
Problem.
No.
A guy in Florida called 911 repeatedly on Saturday night to report that his roommate had stolen something from him. It was $20 worth of weed.
Oh, well, sure. You want to call the cops? You want to get
and
that back?
It's
Hello?
Only $20, so the cops... You know what? They didn't even arrest him. They just laughed at him and said, stop calling.
Oh,
it's only
man.
$20.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hang up.
Yes.
Hang up, you boob. Jeez.
Have a Chungking egg roll.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, pick up some Doritos.
I used to love those. Go ahead.
Chungking. Hey, Sacramento police looking for a psychic named Eva Marie. She allegedly scammed a group of people out of $100,000. Officers went to her home. They found the angry victims outside. She told them to give her as much money as they could so she could bless it.
Uh-huh.
And then she could double it for them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they all got to her house, but she was out of the house by the time they got there. Police have released surveillance video of psychic Eva in hopes that somebody will recognize her. But she's a psychic. She knows people are looking for her. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she's a very good psychic. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good deal, though.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, you get your money blessed and it doubles.
Get out. And she did. And Mike, here you go. A Waukesha, Wisconsin security guard. He recently had to call the police after he handcuffed himself and couldn't find the key to his cuffs.
Oh, dear.
He was working at a Bath and Body Works store and he was bored. He said, I just decided to cuff myself. Out of boredom.
You do that sometimes, don't
you? I do, out of boredom. I do. I've never had to call the police, however. He soon realized, oh, man, I left my keys at home. I don't have the keys for my cuffs. So they came over, and they have, apparently they have keys that will work on most cuffs.
Uh-huh.
So they freed him, and he said, I'm never bringing those to work again without the key, and I'm not going to mess around with them the way I was. So you get bored on duty at Bath and Body Works.
Did he do it on the bed display?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Can't you just, isn't everything like just set up there?
Just unscrew
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I know, exactly. The leg that the display is on.
Oh, poor Barney.
I know, exactly. I was going to call him Curly, but yes, exactly. It is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Jupiter, Florida, a real estate agent being called a hero. He paid off lunch debts for more than 400 kids in the Jupiter area. Now, the children, they actually couldn't afford their lunches. You know, they're of lesser means. So Andrew Levy is his name. He met with the district officials, wrote a check in the beginning for $944 so kids at 9 public schools could eat. Just paid off the debt that they owed.
Mm-hmm.
Other schools in Palm Beach County now have a combined total of $51,000 in outstanding school lunch debt. Well, he has now created a fundraising page to help pay down all of that lunch debt. He wants to take care of it so no kid has to worry about eating lunch at all in that area of Florida.
That's
so
amazing. With all
really
the stupid stories we've read out of Florida,
I know.
It's nice to hear a good story.
Exactly.
That's an awesome story.
Exactly. It's really nice.
That's why we tell everybody, if you have a feel-good story, by all means, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3 KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Insperity. For employee benefits and full-service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Wrapping up the show this morning, just to recap, 20 years. What would you tell if you could go back and talk to yourself 20 years ago?
Yeah.
The advice, and a lot of it had to do with money.
Yes, it did.
That was the theme.
Yes, heed our advice, children.
Uh-huh. caught up with Steve Gorman, the former drummer, Black Crowes.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear the entire visit, he tells you actually why the Black Crowes broke up.
Yeah.
And for the most part, that version, the original version of that band, is done for good.
Yeah, and he sure doesn't hold back.
And nice to know I caught up with Captain Marvel. I think. I don't know.
Well,
the Avengers.
If you're lost, just read Morty's text again. Beater, schnurder, neater,
which, by the way, had nothing to do with the movies. Had no idea where that was coming from. All right, Wendy Rush is coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. As we say every morning at the end of our show, have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.